With Montana News, I'm Claire Menahan. Flood warnings were issued this morning for Missoula and Lewis and Clark counties. A Facebook post from the Missoula County Sheriff's Office says that deputies are now going door-to-door to let people in flood-prone areas know that they are under an evacuation warning. The area includes over 800 residences north of 3rd Street, primarily west of Hyberta Street. Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Brenda Bassett says mandatory evacuation orders have not yet been issued.
You need to start making those final precautionary measures. If you need to get livestock out, if you need to get medications, if you need special assistance, you need to start making those plans now.
Montana Disaster and Emergency Services says that Lewis and Clark is expected to hit major flood levels as soon as tomorrow. That's a level not seen since the mid-1970s. Missoula County is holding a public meeting tonight at 6 o'clock at Hawthorne Elementary School to address questions about flooding. The Helena Independent Record reports the National Weather Service this morning upgraded a flood advisory to a warning for locations along 10 Mile, 7 Mile, and Prickly Pear Creeks. There will be no school tomorrow at Helena's Rossiter School due to local flooding. Helena Public Schools says Rossiter may not be accessible for the rest of the week. Today is the final day of regular voter registration ahead of the June 7th primary elections. Starting tomorrow, eligible voters will need to register in person at their county elections office. Late registrants will vote by mail ballot instead of at the polls on election day. Support for protecting and expanding public land access in Montana continues to grow. That's according to a new survey released today by the University of Montana. Corin Cates Carney reports.
The survey of 500 Montana voters was conducted by both Republican and Democratic pollsters during April for the third biannual public land survey. The survey is commissioned by UM's Crown of the Continent and Greater Yellowstone Initiative. Dave Metz, who helped conduct the survey, says on every policy proposal they asked about, Montanans sided with stronger protections for national public lands.
Maintaining existing protections and offering stronger protections of national public lands. And that explicitly includes support for the creation of national monuments and for the Antiquities Act.
The survey also found that a majority of voters support continued additions to wilderness-designated lands and rejected ideas about eliminating Montana's 29 wilderness study areas. Both of the Republican members of Montana's congressional delegation, Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Greg Gianforte, have brought forward legislation that would reduce WSAs in the state. 30% of the people surveyed said they identified as Republican, 26% as Democrat, and 43% as Independent. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is hosting a series of public meetings about the future of the National Bison Range and nearby wildlife refuges. Alternatives for two comprehensive conservation plans range from continuing management as it is now to emphasizing visitor experience, to managing for key species, to managing for ecological sustainability, and working with tribal and local partners to increase connectivity between the refuges. Public comment will be accepted until May 25th. The service will host an all-day meeting at the Lost Trail Refuge headquarters in Marion Tuesday. Open houses at 5 p.m. in Kalispell Wednesday and Charlo Thursday, and another all-day open house at National Bison Range headquarters Friday. President Donald Trump's former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn canceled a campaign appearance in Montana for Republican U.S. Senate candidate Troy Downing. Flynn was scheduled to appear in Billings Sunday. He cited a family emergency. Amtrak announced it will close its ticket counters in Shelby and Havre in an effort to save money. The Great Falls Tribune reports the ticket counters are scheduled to close in early June. The company says 5 employees will be affected by the closures. Rivers and streams across western and parts of central Montana are steadily rising as record mountain snowpack continues to melt. Edward O'Brien has more.
It seems Montana's seasons aren't marked so much anymore by gradually changing weather as they are natural disasters. Last summer's record fire season gave way to relentless snowfall, which is now leading to a flood potential the likes of which hasn't been seen for decades in western Montana. National Weather Service meteorologist Alex Lukenbeil says the Clark Fork River at Missoula reached 11.3 feet by early Monday.
Moderate flood season is 11 feet. It's currently rising fairly readily. You know, it's forecast to reach a major flood stage at 13.4 feet. Friday morning.
Luke and Beal says thunderstorms dropped anywhere from a quarter inch to an inch of rain across western Montana Sunday night. That sounds like a lot, but he says it's really
just a drop in the bucket. Over 90% of the water that's going to the streams and rivers is from the snowpack.
An incident management team is now in place coordinating Missoula's flood response. Sheriff's deputies went door-to-door Monday warning over 800 residents of one of Missoula's lowest-lying areas that they need to prepare to leave now. No mandatory evacuations had been issued this afternoon, but Sheriff's Department spokeswoman Brenda Bassett says this is serious business.
If we thought fires were unpredictable, floods are even more unpredictable. There's a whole science around fires, but with flooding, you just don't know where those channels are going to go.
The Bitterroot River is also rising. The Weather Service issued warnings for the Bitterroot near Missoula, at Darby, and near Victor. Here's Ravalli County Commissioner Greg Chilcott, who says an emergency proclamation was issued Monday.
To be more prepared for the potential higher floodwaters so that we can react and respond in a more efficient and effective manner.
Rising streams and rivers are also causing problems in Helena, where floodwaters canceled classes at Rossiter Elementary Monday and tomorrow. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.